Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, hello to the people I'm looking at on my phone and to the people who I'm not looking at on my phone who are listening. It's week 14, day 4.
Can you believe it?
I can't. I really, truly, I can't.
I'm still completely, I trip out every day that this is real life.
Is this real life?
I swear to you, I'm like, I guess the first month went pretty good. So I sort of felt like, all right. But as this thing's worn on, I'm starting to go like, this isn't just another day, like Groundhog Day,
yeah.
You know? Nothing's going to happen.
It is a...
I mean, my side piece is tonight. That's happening.
Yes, you sure?
We all have that to look forward
right?
to.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's just a radio show on Alt 105. So.
Yeah. You get a whole hour. They give you a whole hour over there. 7 o'clock
it's
every
fun.
Thursday night.
Tonight, I get to play some really surprising songs.
Oh. And then I noticed that you post the... I always read the playlist on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a...
No, they have, I'm telling you, they have people doing the art and, you know, putting all, I don't do any of that. That's,
yeah.
It's very nice.
Well, it's, you know,
I get a
that's
thing
what
in my
clown
mailbox.
Cars are good for.
Right. Right. I go, oh, look at that. They put art to the playlist and all I have to do is post.
No, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Yeah, it's just a, it's weird. You know, we've talked about this before. I actually feel guilty how much I like it. I mean, not having to drive to and from work is extra time for you in your day. It's, you know, more cups of coffee.
Right.
Fresh from the pot in your kitchen. You know, and they say that this is really, it's just changing so much about the way people are working and living and just kind of change it. Like, it'll never really go back to the way it was. Or will it? Like people keep saying that stuff, and then I'm like, but humans suck at long-term change. We really do. Like,
right.
I wonder if people just, you know, it's like anything. People just start to tamp it down, and they forget. And, you know, 2 years from now, is this still going to be...
Well, look, I think companies might make permanent changes, and that's totally possible where it, you know, in terms of... Will you work from home? If that's cheaper for them, if it works for them, then they'll absolutely make those kinds of real long-term changes. In terms of just getting back to real life, I've been tripping because I'm going, man, we got to get daycare back first. I think many
right.
families are in that situation where they just feel like, well, first of all, we got to get childcare back because we can't keep
yes.
doing this kid and work and...
Everybody in the house.
Oh my God,
I'm going to murder somebody.
Right. I mean, this is going to be, I think for many people, probably the hardest summer. I hate to say of all times. We've all had, you know, health struggles or whatever things we've dealt with coming up. But this
as a large group.
Yeah, as a collective.
Yeah.
This sucks, Beavis. Like, really, really bad.
Yeah.
really bad. So I mean, I know we have vacation coming up, and I keep thinking like, okay, well, we'll refresh there, but I don't know, what does that
it's
change?
It's really more of the same without us having to, you know, well, for me, it'll change that I won't have to go to bed at 7 o'clock and I won't have to get up at 4. So, but that's it, because the rest of my day is going to be here, like we're not going anywhere.
I know, well, it's you know what you need strange. To do before
what
the...
What should
the,
I do?
Well, open your circle to Igo and DiNardo and get your band together. And that way, at least you guys can jam every night.
I know. Well, you know, I did open my circle last week. And then
you got sick.
And then I got sick. I got tested yesterday.
Oh, tell us everything.
I want to say this first of all. I'm a huge baby. Like, I'm a baby. I didn't want stuff jammed up into my head holes. It's fine. There's nothing to it. Like, if you're gonna go get tested, don't not get tested because you're afraid it hurts or because you're afraid of it. Like, you know, I was totally afraid, and for no good reason other than it seems like having a Q-tip shoved up to your brain isn't the way. And look, it's uncomfortable. It's really not painful. It's just really uncomfortable. And it's quick. And they do both sides with the same swab. They get it up there. They leave it up there. And they twirl it around. And you feel nerve endings you didn't even know you had. They stab you in the head twice hard. And John goes, because John drove me up there. He's like, and the Q-tip is 8 inches long. I don't know how long it is, 6 inches long, whatever. He goes, she was holding that by the end, and the whole thing went in. And I know. And I
That's which, not 8 inches then, no
right,
way.
No, but it's big. It's a solid size Q-tip,
four,
you know?
4 inches, three.
It's longer than 4 inches.
It's
a 6-inch Q-tip. It's enormous. And she,
you should have a better gauge on inches in that range, you know?
I believe me, I know exactly how big 6 inches is. So there's I guess he's saying, you know, they're holding on to the end of it, and they basically go up to your, you can't believe, I didn't realize there was a hole that went straight up to my brain. So, and then as they're doing it, and then it actually took some time to recover from, because we pull up to this place, it was in Novato. And we pull up, and
so this isn't at your doctor's office. This is your doctor gave you
some referral. And I was in their program. So you pull up, and there's a security guard there. And look, things have changed, because when John first got his, he got his in the first couple weeks of the whole thing, and
the antibody test.
No, he got the antibody test this week.
When
Tested for coronavirus, really the first, because we had been exposed, or, you know, potentially, as you know, there was someone in our world that we thought had it.
The first 2 weeks were very sketchy
for all of us. Because it took 2 full weeks to get that guy's results back. And it took a really long time for John to get his back too. So when he went, he said the mood was much different than what I experienced yesterday. It was panicky. There were armed guards. There was, you know, like all these protocols in place. When we pulled up, we actually got there early, gave ourselves a little extra time, because anybody who drives north on 101 in the afternoon knows that that traffic can start any time. So we get up there at maybe like 20 minutes to 3. The appointment was at 3. And there was no one else there. We pulled up.
Wow.
Yeah, and the security guard checks my name on a list or whatever he did, and I was freaking out in the passenger seat, like, oh my God, I'm gonna get stabbed in the head. you know me, can only concentrate on one thing at a time. And we pull forward to where this little tent is, and these two nice ladies come out, and they verify that my information is on the vial correctly, and then they stab it up there. It was really easy and really fast. So, you know, don't let fear of this test. It's not painful. It really isn't. It's uncomfortable, and you're like, oh my God, there's a worm in my head. Oh, go ahead.
So what you did wasn't the antibody test. You did the regular COVID-19
corona,
test.
Yeah.
Corona. Okay.
And your eyes just for 15 minutes afterward, there was just free tears running down my my face. There was no stopping it. I don't know what they stabbed up there. The tear ducts, obviously. But
anything with your nose will make your eyes water. Like in fighting, people will say, hit someone in the nose, their eyes will water, and you've got at least a few seconds before they can recover from that.
Yeah, it was definitely... Like, I even sort of forgot that it was happening because it was just pouring down my face, dripping. It wouldn't stop. And then, but I was agitated. Like, I mean, in my sinuses, there was like agitation. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you could still feel it for a really long time afterwards. Like, that's an area that's never been prodded or stabbed before. And last night, I had a miserable, as soon as I laid down, I started coughing and there was just all kinds of drip happening and just hacking my brains out last night. So I wound up at 10:30 taking NyQuil. I was like, a shot of NyQuil. I tried the night before not to do that, but it was, I gave up. I was like, I have to sleep. I can't do this. So that's, it was... It was fine.
Your admission to the crowd today. Back on NyQuil, everyone.
Back on the smack.
It's my admission that, you know, I'm weak, you know, because I just couldn't do it. I could every time I would drift out to sleep, 2 seconds later, it's almost like the minute you know how like if you're a snorer, something relaxes in your throat and that's when you start. It was almost like that was happening. Like every time I would fall asleep, immediately I'm hacking and can't catch my breath. So and it was really bad last night too. So if it is allergies, they put pollen up my nose. And if it's not, I mean, I don't know. I really thought I was over. I thought it was done. But they really agitated something up there.
This allergy thing, I just don't see it. I think it's COVID.
Well, the thing is too, like, yes, I have allergies like anyone has allergies. I don't have particularly bad allergies. I don't take a daily allergy thing, you know. So why this year when all this is going on am I so disturbed by this allergy thing?
Well, and coughing isn't part of the usual allergy routine.
I know, but there is like some drip happening. Like it's definitely, you know what I mean? Like when you lay on your side and everything drips down to one side and I'm like swallowing like there's product happening in the sinuses, which I just think they super freaking gross. It's swallowing product is just not what you want.
Backward swallowing is so gross, dude.
And then just, you know, when you sniff like that, that's not like that. It's, you know, it's like that.
Oh, was John just all over you since you were making the noises he usually does?
Sniffing?
Yes.
I never say anything to him about the sniffing. Never, because I know that that's my problem and not really his.
Oh.
I might say after a little while, would you like a tissue? But I try to not.
You might say.
I do everything in my power to ignore it and know that he's not doing it to annoy me. And he's, you know, and God knows when you feel the need to sniff, as annoying as you know it is for other people, you got to do it because it feels so good. So, no, but at 10:30, you know, he was in the bathroom taking a shower and stuff when I burst in there, all pissed off, running for my NyQuil.
Hawking loogies and drinking NyQuil?
Honestly, like, it's not pretty. Luckily, I'm not super worried about, you know, pretty. handsome's really more my thing. But it was, you know, it was just, it was, I feel like it really got aggravated yesterday, and that's why it happened. I'm hoping, because I really would love to just get in bed tonight and get a good night's sleep for once. But anyway, so if you're going to get that test, or if you are afraid to go get it, because even though you think you have something, it really wasn't. I thought it was going to be really painful or whatever. It's annoying and uncomfortable, but it really is nothing. And for me to say that, the giant baby that I am.
That's good.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that.
And John was saying that they were incredibly gentle with me, too. He said when he got it, he was like, the dude jammed it up there and was like, She went slowly. She sort of worked it in, which was almost part of the, you know, like, ugh, just get it in there. And then
where's the sexy music?
There isn't any. There isn't, no. There's nothing sexy about
it. She went slowly and worked it in. Go on.
Yes. And then she got it up there and swirled it around a little. And then she gently pulled it out and inserted it in my other nostril. Again, gently finding its way to the bottom of my brain. Yeah. It's hot. Honestly, though, it's just, it's the weird, it's the sensation that is the problem. Like, you have never... I've never felt anything like that before. Like, that is so far up in your head. Yes. I've never felt anything like that before. It was...
Oh, that's nice.
Hey, before we jump out, can I ask really quickly if you're hearing us any better today, Vin?
I'm not sure what the problem was yesterday. So are you saying I was missing entire sentences or what?
Well, I had asked, we can talk about this off the air, but you are as loud in my headphones as I am. Like, I hear everything everybody's saying, and we determined that wasn't the case for you. And, because it did seem like sometimes I'd make a comment while you were talking and it would, you know what I mean? Like little insert things and you would, instead of hearing it, you would stop and say, what?
Oh, I got
it. So, you know, so we were...
I feel like I'm hearing you okay. Let's see how it goes today. Okay. I'll pay more attention to it. I do know that while working from home has been fine, and for the most part, I also have distractions I normally wouldn't have. Mm-hmm. And I'm already easily distractible, if that's a word. Mm-hmm. So...
I've never noticed that.
I don't... You know, you were just mentioning those sounds... I realize there's only one sound that I can seem to overcome. Everything else in the world distracts me and bugs me, and I can't focus. But somehow, because I grew up with a mom in the house that chewed gum, and she would do this crackling thing with it.
Oh, right.
Are you familiar with that?
Sure.
Crack their gum?
Yeah, like a little, there's a gum snap, and there's one where they like sort of have worked it so that there's some bubbles in it. And now,
yes, exactly, yeah. Right. So for some reason, well, it turns out I'm also married to one of those.
And, oh, boy, and, you married your mom. Well.
Well, and
they say
so
we
were doing some paperwork, and there was that gum chewing, and I'm listening to it, and I'm like, I don't know why I'm not losing my mind right now, because normally everything makes me lose my mind. Oh. And it's because I grew up with that damn sound.
Well,
so
there you
I
go.
Guess Gentry needed to be a sniffer for John not to bother you.
Yeah, I guess so.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, my point is I'll try to pay attention to it today and hopefully keep my distraction level down and see if we get a true gauge of what I can hear and what the kids are keeping me from hearing.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They look around the corner right over here. Here, they'll look like, oh, come on, man. Get out of here.
I just want you to, you know, I feel like I hear you just as well as I do in the studio. Like, if anything, Bryn is the one who's a little low for me. You know, I just want you to have a good, I want you to have a good sonic experience.
I do too. You know, one of the things I'm hearing that maybe is better mentioned off air, but it's too late now. I hear, still hear crackling.
Oh, me too.
Oh,
apparently,
okay.
That does not go over
air.
The like.
Okay, good.
So
that's just
Jesus,
our headphones too.
You're not hearing that, right?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, because
okay,
even
good.
Just then, when you just talked, there was a little crackle.
Oh, yeah, I
it's
don't
probably
that.
Just our it's just our connection. Mm-hmm. Then, well, good. As long as we're feeding smooth, so it's somewhere we're feeding smoothly to the station, and then when we feed from the station back to each other, that's where we're getting a little crackle.
Hey, Bryn, what part of this contraption the station gave me do I need to keep in order to be able to broadcast? Because I think I'm going to sell the rest of it at a garage sale.
Yeah,
a lot
just
of stuff
that
there.
One
yeah.
Black box.
The black box in the bottom, so the mixing board
that
can go.
Comrex on it. Yeah, you don't need the mixing board.
All right, all that's.
Oh, he doesn't need the mixing board.
No.
I mean, you can do without it if you really.
All right.
Need it to. Yeah. Figure it out.
Money.
Maybe
money,
just get,
money,
yeah,
money.
Get just a little.
Look, what can I sell this for? $10? What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
At least.
$10.
I'd say go for at least 20 or 30.
Okay. Yeah. You might hit that 50 buck, you know, level
oh,
you're always looking for.
Number.
Give me $50, right.
Then you could buy that candle.
Oh my God, Vinny, you could buy a whole case of those candles.
Hey. Gwyneth Paltrow's butt. I love it.
Yeah, it's okay. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Moore Show. See you in a second.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.